during the 60s, song about the Civil War, actually social history, social history from the Civil War era up to 1963. Now there's several dates in the song, and I may not get them right, but that's all right. You may know this song. Although I love the song, but you know how it is, you know, if you sing a song like that out in public, you're labeled. Nowadays, you can sing anything and get away with it. Although I really like contemporary folk music tremendously, I have a very special feeling for traditional folk music. And yesterday, on this stage, I sang a song called Lolly Tootum, or actually I had everybody sing it with me, a song about courtship in the old pioneer days when the girls were very, very young. which was a common practice. If you were 18 and you weren't married, you were considered an old maid. This is a similar type situation. It's a conversation between a mother and a daughter. It's called Whistle, Daughter, Whistle. Mother, I would marry. Yes, I would be a bride. And I would have a young man forever at my side. For if I had a young man, oh, happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a cow. I cannot whistle, mother, I guess I don't know how. But if I had a young man, oh, happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have some sheep. But I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep. But if I had a young man, oh, happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a man. But I cannot whistle, mother. You impudent little daughter, what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than for a sheep or cow. You have to imagine this very young girl who wants desperately to get married several married years later, and then she's singing the blues. Dressed oh so fine. Now that I'm married, Lord, I go ragged all the time. Oh Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. Dishes to wash, spring to go to. Now that I'm married, Lord, I've got it all to do. Oh, Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. Three little babes are lying in the bed. All of them so hungry, Lord, they can't raise up their head. Oh, Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. Wash their little feet, send them to school. Along comes a drunkard, Lord, and he calls them a fool. Oh Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. wish I was a single girl again. Thank you. I think I've swallowed three bugs since yesterday. What can you do when they fly in your mouth and you feel them wiggling around in the saliva? All you can do is swallow right between a line. I will tell you this, though, that there's no taste. It just goes right down, so it's not so bad. A little extra protein, I guess. Now, here's another lamentation, but this is for the men. This is the male's version. When I was single, oh then, when I was single, oh then, my pockets did jingle, and I wish I was single again. I married me a wife, oh then, I married me. Sing a song that I just learned. I learned a few months ago at a folk festival at a workshop, and it was interesting too because I was scheduled to do a workshop with another person that I didn't know, and apparently he's been coming to the festival here for years and years, and someone said, "You mean they put you with him?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, he does raunchy songs, really raunchy songs," and you know, I thought, well, what are we going to do together in a workshop? But I was so pleasantly surprised because he did, first of all, there were maybe 50 little Girl Scouts sitting there at our workshop. And he rose to the occasion, and the songs that he did were just marvelous. Children's song, funny, and the children just ate him up. He was fantastic. And I was really delighted, and I taped all the songs and went home and learned it, and I hope he's not here. I won't say his name. Anyway, this song, I don't know the origin of it. Maybe some of you do. Maybe he wrote it. I don't even know, I didn't ask. Anyway, it's sort of like a surprise song, because you think it's a very nice song, and it is, but there are surprises in the verses. This is the chorus, and I want you to, I'm going to teach it to you right now. Okay, here goes. You're always welcome at our house any time of day. You're always welcome at our house, hope you'll stay. Does anybody know this song? Raise your hand. All right, sing this with me. Well, you're always welcome at our house any time of day. You're always welcome at our house, hope you'll stay. Good. Boy came into our yard, our yard, our yard. Boy came into our yard to find his ball. We asked him to come in and we hit him with a hammer and put him in the closet in Daddy's room. But you're always welcome at our house any time of day. You're always welcome at our house, hope you'll stay. Man came to our house, our house, our house. Man came to our house to sell some brooms. We asked him to come in and we took him to the basement and sealed him up inside the wall. But you're always welcome at our house any time of day. You're always welcome at our house, hope you'll stay. Teacher came to our house, our house, our house. Teacher came to our house to see why I wasn't in school. We asked her to come in and we gave her some frozen lemonade. Excuse me, we gave her some poison lemonade. And we hid her in the deep freeze where it's cool. But you're always welcome at our house any time of day. You're always welcome at our house, hope you'll stay. Now when you come to our house, our house, when you come to our house, we'll have fun. We'll take you to the kitchen and we'll put you in the oven. Keep you in the oven till you're done. But you're always welcome at our house any time of day. You're always welcome at our house, hope you'll stay. How about next Tuesday, say 7:30. How's that? Like that song except my mother for some reason. She said, that's a terrible song. You sing that to children? I said, well, as long as we can put it into perspective, they know that it's a Halloween type song. There's no problem. I think I'll do a couple songs that I've written. This song, it's a funny song, sort of. I hope it's funny. I hope you laugh. Laugh anyway if it's not. It's about old-time remedies, about some of the old-time remedies from the area from which I come, which is in Brevard County, right on the Indian River. Many of the remedies were based on some of the natural growing trees like citrus and some of the garden vegetables that can grow all year round. And, of course, there's a country doctor, the old country doctor, involved. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? I'm swelling and in pain all over me. Well, I found a hive of bees, or should I say, they found me. Won't you help me, Miss Louise? Well, I'll do what I am able. First, put your money there on the table. Now, honey, if you've got trouble with bee stings, what you need is some nice cold fat back to draw out the poison. Fat back? Mm-mm. Well, if it's cold fat back, you claim. And since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? My body's overcome with warts. Well, I got warts from my head to my toes, and I've tried every potion I know. Won't you help me, Miss Louise? Well, I'll do what I'm able. First, put your money there on the table. Now, honey, castor oil on works real good. Well, if it's castor oil you claim, and since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? My voice is getting deeper by the day. Nobody wants a lady baritone. Won't you help me, Miss Louise? Well, I'll do what I'm able. First, put your money there on the table. Now, honey, if you're having problems with your voice, what you need is lots of pineapple. Pineapple in the morning, at noon, and at night, and nothing else. Well, if it's lots of pineapple you claim, and since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? I'm having trouble sleeping at night. Well, I'm cranky, tired, and numb. Walking zombie I've become. Oh, won't you help me, Miss Louise? Well, I'll do what I'm able. First, put your money there on the table. Now, honey, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, what you need to eat is lots of tender lettuce. Lettuce in the morning, at noon, and at night, and nothing else. Well, if it's lots of tender lettuce you claim, and since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. So, folks, if you please, don't bother Miss Louise. I got better things to do with my time. And you don't listen. What a shame, but you still cry and complain. So please don't bother, Miss Louise. Well, I'll do what I am able when you put your money there on the table. And I'll tell you something right now. You think you're going to get better service from that city doctor down the road? Well, there's one thing you ought to know. He's learned everything he knows from Miss Louise. Thank you. Our backyard is 2.5 miles of the Indian River, and we lived there for approximately 2.5 years. When we first moved in, it was not unusual to go outside and find turtles crawling around and lots of other natural things, and we did see a lot of raccoons at one time. Family of raccoons, in fact, lived right behind our house, but their numbers have dwindled, and I would say that maybe 2 years went by, we did not see one sea turtle in our yard. We did just about a week ago, which was a shock, and we were absolutely thrilled. But one day, about 2 years ago, we opened our front door, and there was a small sea turtle digging a hole and laying some eggs right out in front of our front porch. And we were so delighted and thrilled and excited. We went away for 10 minutes and gave her time to finish, and she buried the hole. And when we came back, we dug the eggs up and put them in a fish tank so that we could have the pleasure of watching them hatch. But unfortunately, they shriveled up and they never survived. And I always thought that was an omen. You know, we did something at that point, and from then on we did not see any turtles. But we have, in the 2.5 years we have lived there, we've seen so many changes on the river. And the changes are a result of people like you and me who build houses, put up seawalls, and develop the land along the river. for 2 miles behind my home, where the gentle creatures roam. In the early days, the settlers' ways were suited to them all. The canoes and sailboats were loaded, and the river gave abundantly, and nature's gifts, they flourished on the river. The weak are left to their own devices, and so it seems, survival of the fittest, you and me, on the river of my home. New sea walls are daily appearing, while the swamplands are daily disappearing, and the trees are cut and trimmed, and the waste thrown therein to the river. And the landowners fight to stay ahead of the insects and rodents who claim their homesteads. And the runoff we see kills so silently on the river. The weak are left to their own devices, and so it seems, survival of the fittest, you and me, on the river of my home. And for those of us who claim to the creatures of the earth and above, we continue to take, for the love of nature's sake, from the river of my home. But is it here for the taking, with all the progress we are making? The weak are left to their own devices, and so it seems, survival of the fittest, you and me, on the river of my home, on the river.
Just a few minutes while we set up for the next act.